What's up, guys? How you doing? Welcome into today's episode. And what I'm going to tell you today is we're going to talk about the three common mistakes that people make when they're learning English. So I'm excited to talk to you guys about this. And I think that if you listen to these three important things to avoid, the common mistakes that you guys make when learning English, I believe that you guys can improve and get to that level that you want. So, how are you guys doing? How's everybody doing? Welcome into the Lingua Juice podcast. And let's go and talk. So the first thing that you guys should avoid when learning English is expecting quick results. So a lot of people expect to be able to speak and to be able to know the language like today or tomorrow. So learning a language, learning English, is not a sprint. It's a journey. Forget people telling you that you can learn English in 2 months and you can be fluent in 2 months. No, I think you guys should embrace the journey, embrace the process, enjoy the journey, immerse yourself in books, right? In videos and podcasts and conversations. You should be speaking regularly. You should be listening to podcasts regularly. You should be reading books regularly. It's about the experience. It's about the journey. You shouldn't think that you're going to be able to speak in a week. You should be taking your time like a marathon. It's not you're going to be speaking English tomorrow. No, you should take your time. Be patient. Understand that it's going to take time. So remove this myth of rapid fluency. Instead, you should enjoy the process. Like when you go to the gym, you don't expect to lose all of the weight tomorrow, right? You expect that little by little, you'll lose 1 pound, you'll lose 2 pounds, you'll lose 3 pounds. You know, you should do the same with English. Number two, overemphasizing on the grammar. So grammar is important, you know, it's very important. But a lot of you guys are focusing too much on the grammatical stuff, right? Grammar is important for sure, but you should engage in conversations. You should read stories. You should write stories. You should write every day, daily. Remember that I think for English, right, in my opinion, I don't know if you guys know what the 80-20 rule is. It's a rule, which is called the 80-20 rule. So for example, imagine that you're learning English, right? The 80-20 rule is that you should focus 80% on the most important things and 20% on the things that are like technical, right? So in our scenario, your 80% should be focused on conversations, speaking, reading, and then the 20 should be focused on the grammar. So you should emphasize more on the practical part, listening to podcasts, speaking, reading daily, and then 20% on the grammar. Have a balance for it. And if you do that, I do think you're going to get to that level that you want. Last week, someone told me that they started to dream in English. And me and this person that I told, that told me this story, we never do grammar. Like, we have classes, and that person, we never, never do grammar. And now, she's starting to dream in English. It's crazy, right? So she's thinking in English nowadays. So it's very important to focus on the practice, not focusing only on grammatical, the technical part. Okay. And the last tip I'm going to tell you guys is sticking to easy material. This is the third tip. So being comfortable. On my website, linguajuice.com/posts, you have categories of text where you can practice reading. So sticking to easy stuff. You guys should be listening to things that are challenging. Reading things that are challenging. Reading articles that are challenging. You know, you should read something that's a little bit outside of your level, like a little bit gonna make you think heavily or need to look at the vocabulary words. So you should mix it up. Engage in new challenges, engage in trying to learn new things, new words, new phrases. And it's important to focus on challenging yourself. So if you're at a beginner level, try to read something that's at an intermediate level. If you're at an intermediate level, try to read or listen to something that is, at an advanced level. So push yourself like you're at the gym. Back to the gym example. When you want to get stronger, you add more weight. So you should be adding more weight to your English material. Okay? So that's going to conclude this episode, guys. Hopefully you guys learned something. Understand that the three tips that you guys, three mistakes you should avoid is expecting quick results, overemphasizing on grammar, and sticking to easy material. You should be challenging yourself. All right. So that's going to conclude this episode, guys. Hopefully you guys learned something. Like, comment, subscribe, share with a friend. And I'm going to catch you guys in the next podcast. Arrivederci. Paka paka. Hasta luego. Ciao. Yes,